wondered when you do something like this, if you look at the Secret Service and you do worry, just a basic physical level, like, are these guys going to tackle me or something? Just what is the emotional kind of state of someone who's about to get up there and do something like this?
If you watch the video,
yeah,
the only person that stood up was Naomi. And she took her shirt off to reveal her Bradley Manning T-shirt underneath her shirt. She did it very slowly. We had all discussed this, and we decided that we were going to remain sitting at the table when we sang. You know, we thought it would buy us more time if we needed more time. We also thought it might prevent us from getting shot. We all knew when we walked in there that there was a chance that we could get shot. And, I mean, we took that very seriously. It was scary. And what we were doing was really scary. But we really, really believed that it was important to give our message to the president. Because not having civil rights is scary, too. And I personally, you know, I don't really want to live in the United States without any civil rights. And I think a lot of people at our table felt that way. We had a range of people. A friend of ours' mother was 89 years old, and she was there. And we told her not to sing because if she had gotten put in jail, she had medication. And we were afraid that, you know, sometimes when you get put in jail, they don't give you your medication. But she was singing away anyhow. We were, you know, we tried to tell her not to. And every person in that room knew that there was a possibility that we could get shot. We were very serious about what we were doing. I mean, when I say that we gave the president a gift, I don't say that lightly in any way. We feel that it's really important to get the message across to him that you cannot torture U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. It's just not American. And he knows that. You know, I mean, who knows what pressures he's under, what the military's telling him, whatever. But he said something in the line afterwards that Bradley Manning had done something wrong. Well, Bradley Manning hasn't even been tried, so we don't know if Bradley Manning did something wrong. Do you know? I mean, also, that's another thing in the United States. You're supposed to be innocent until you're proven guilty. I mean, these are very serious issues. But, yeah, we were all scared. We all knew we could get shot. And we were doing this as a very, very serious act of civil discourse.